Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2 Minute Time Lord Podcast number 201. I had some plans for this podcast, recorded on vacation in the Outer Banks, but they're all dashed right now. We got into our hotel room, my wife checking Twitter on a horrible phone connection, and then she was in shock, trying desperately to get to a website that worked. We found out about 2 hours after the fact about Liz Slayton. Gone. Cancer. And my mind's reeling because, as Josh Zyman said beautifully on Twitter, she never got old. She was a fixed point while the rest of us changed. We all were stunned by Nicholas Courtney's passing, but it didn't take us long to make sense of it. We know that age and infirmity will touch us all. We know this. But somehow I never made that connection with Elizabeth Sladen. It was so easy to think of her meeting the 12th Doctor, and the 13th, and the 507th. And now that's not possible. And a husband and daughter grieve. And so do fans who watched her in the 70s, and fans, children, who watched her just a few months ago. I don't have the words. But Rosalind Maltese, also making the most of 140 characters, had this to write. Slayden taught a generation of kids how to grieve, and a generation of adults how to move on after lost love. We need those lessons today. I may have mentioned before, from the books by Spider Robinson, Callahan's Law. Shared pain is lessened, shared joy increased. Thus do we refute entropy. Tonight, on the night before our 15th wedding anniversary, my favorite New Who fan and I will go to a concert by our favorite band, Carbon Leaf. We've been planning this for a couple of days, and it's a benefit for Outer Banks Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society. We'll be raising a glass, possibly several, in memory of those we've loved and those we've admired from afar. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Thank you, Liz.